Friday, July 9th in Southern California. The big story today was the CIA story report. Turns out that Henry really went overboard to get this agent Konian off of the ABC thing. Henry talked to Gill himself, and Howard K. Smith raised this with Coulson later, saying that Henry had said, "You're coming too close, and it's important to the country that you don't put it on." So the story was killed. We got into quite a little discussion on it during the day, and Ehrlichman has set it up to have our CIA guy get the dope on him, find out whether Kennedy or Harriman's involved, and so on. Later in the day, we got the report back that they had gotten the report that Kennedy and Harriman were very much involved, and in fact, the guy's testimony really confirms all of the stuff we had on the DM overthrow and adds some to it, including the fact that Big Min was the man directly responsible for the assassination. A major that reported to him actually did the job. We also got into plans for the announcement of Kissinger's trip, making the point that we're not to tell anybody what's going on, that if we do have an announcement next week, that we'll only inform three people ahead of time, Connally, Laird, and Agnew, that we'll have to give a Vietnam report first of some kind, because now with all the attention on the Paris talks, people are going to be expecting something on Vietnam and will be disappointed when they get the really big news. So the idea would be to either give the Vietnam report on Wednesday or set up some other way of getting a preliminary thing like that. The announcement would be Thursday, and then maybe a press conference out of San Francisco or Los Angeles the following week, or a media briefing. He shifted the schedule around to set the budget meetings for Friday of next week, Friday and Saturday, and he wants Connally to sit in all of the meetings. He got back into the whole clearance business, as he keeps doing from time to time. He made the point, too, that we don't want the Pentagon Papers to die, that we want to keep the contents of them built up and keep that story going, because it's important to us. The other item was for today was Harlow's report on his conversations with the VP while they were on the trip. Bryce says that he thinks there's a 3 out of 4 chance that of his own volition, the VP will withdraw from the ticket, probably in January or so, and that he has some very lucrative outside offers that he'd like to take on, and wants to take on the battle of the press from outside the government. So that thing looks as if it's pretty much lined up. End of July 9th.